2.15 Part 1
You're a comedian, a writer, a musician, a composer. You raise money for charity. How do you fit it all in?
Well, some days I don't fit it in very well at all. I feel that it's all closing in on me. I sometimes open up my emails, there's sort of 10 emails all on a different thing. And so you do have to try and get organised. And I've tried in the past to delegate, and it didn't go terribly well because I got somebody in to help. But then you end up sort of just having to chase them and find out where they are with everything. So what I usually do is try to say, right, for the next hour I'm working on this. I've got this hat on. For the next hour I've got that hat on. And some days you just realise that you've just neglected something hopelessly and someone phones you up and chases you or tells you off. But I wouldn't say I'm the best person in the world at doing it. I could be much better.
How do you switch off?
I play the piano. I actually quite like a bit of physical exercise. I'll go for a run or a swim. I'll play tennis if I can arrange a game with someone like that. If the sun's out, I just love sitting in the sun and just I'm a good basker. I'd be a good shark. I've picked a ridiculous country to live in, obviously, for basking in the sun. But things like that. I also have started to do 5 minutes or so of meditation if I can. So I try to concentrate on actually trying not to think of anything. So just spend 5 minutes trying to just follow my breath and because it's amazing. It makes you realise how busy your mind is all the time. It's always thinking of stuff and what. And that's quite... I'm not very good at it, but it's quite good to do.
What is your attitude to modern gadgets? Would you say you were more of a technophile or technophobe?
I think I'm probably more of a technophobe, really. I mean, I'm aware of the amazing advances that we've had and how they can improve our lives, possibly. But I almost feel, to some extent, we'd be better off without them because we would then not be reliant upon them. So my problem is I am now utterly reliant on email. I find it incredibly convenient. I can get so much done. It is actually fantastic. However, if the internet goes down or the connection goes down, I'm like a baby without parents or food. I have to get on my bike, cycle to an internet cafe, try to. So, and I see the same with people who have kind of satellite navigation in their cars, which I haven't gone for this reason alone, is because if that goes down, I know they don't even have maps in their cars half the time. They're completely lost and they just sit there and get weepy and you think, how did you allow that to happen?